I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
I'm not a big game hunter. I made it very clear. I've always been, if you will, a rodent and rabbit hunter, all right? Small varmints, if you will.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint!
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi. 95.9 WATD.
All right. I want to thank my guest, Joshua and John Williams, Ollie Spears, for the conversation. Your thoughts?
I think all the conversations we've had tonight have been good, but obviously I have bias towards, you know, what we've been talking about. Yeah, with
you
the coastal stuff.
Water, I know, I understand. Water and seawalls.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, Kevin, is we talk about this as a coastal issue, but really, you know, it's a nationwide issue. If you live near even a brook, there's someone that, you know, in my conversations with NFIP, which is an extension of FEMA, about, you know, some of the people being impacted, some of the stories that we're hearing about these changes across the country. There's a woman that this guy is dealing with in New Hampshire who bought a nice, beautiful house right near a little brook that runs behind the property. She's now paying $5,000 a year in a premium because of a brook that they expect to flood a little bit more than it should have. So it's really crazy. You know, the craziest story I've heard is that there's a gentleman, a homeowner in Hingham, who was in a X zone with a basement, meaning that he didn't have to pay any flood insurance. He's being moved from an X zone to a V zone, the highest zone, which requires insurance, and you can't have a basement. And his premium went from zero to $50,000 a year.
Goodness.
And that is insane. And that's some of the stuff that's going on that we're trying to figure out right now.
I thought you were going to mention about the state senator and his whole filibuster at the Braintree gas station and his conversation on that. I mean,
you know, when it comes to what's going on up at the State House, I think, and I don't know if you saw the news today that Senator Knappick is actually leaving the State House. You know, it's one of those things where will Knappick be replaced by a Republican? I don't know. I mean, that's a tough area to area to have a conservative elected. You know, I think with the 3 cents gas tax increase, I've heard a lot of people say that that's not the big deal. 3 cents is fine. It's the increase with inflation that a lot of people are concerned about. You know, when the economy does recover and inflation starts to increase again, you know, I was saying to someone the other day, could we see some of the highest gas tax prices in the country with this tied to inflation? I'd like to see if there's any other states that do tie it to inflation and what the results of that have been. But it's really something, Kevin, that, you know, unfortunately we have to take it right now because it's law. And you know, there's an appeal process with these maps and the FEMA stuff. You know, there are for some residents, there are ways out. With a gas tax like that, everyone's paying at the pump. And there was a time, and there still may be a time to try to get it repealed, but it's law now, and we're all paying for it. It just unfortunately goes with the saying, Taxachusetts unfortunately has lived up to its name again.
Well, I do know that there's somewhat of a movement as far as the gas tax goes, that there is a movement to hopefully have the gas tax repealed.
Well, you know what
that's what I'm hearing, but the couple of lawmakers who have said that to me, the first thing I cite is the income tax that voters, you know, a number of years ago had
asked to repeal.
Yeah, you voted to repeal, but yet the folks up on Beacon Hill
still to this day have not rolled
back.
I think that brings up another concern, is if it's not a gas tax, that you can actually see what type of tax is it going to be. You know, if it's not a gas tax, is it a, you know, income tax increase? Is it a sales tax increase? those are all things that we have to keep an eye on.
Okay. Now, do you want to introduce our next guest?
No,
it looks like she's been out in the sun all day. I could be wrong, but we have a young lady who has been on the phone. She's been, yes, that is yours. That is yours.
This is mine. Okay.
That is yours.
Hi.
She is best known not only for being a celebrity chef, somebody who does a lot as being pastry chef, correct?
Pastry chef, yes.
Yes. I guess you weren't born here, but I believe you grew up in Mississippi.
I did a little bit.
A little bit. and you also were on last season's Next Food Network Star. I think it was number 8.
Yes.
Number 9 is ongoing.
Yes, absolutely.
And you've got all kinds of things going on, so we thought we'd have you come in. And I think you made something. What did you make here?
I did. This is a watermelon cocktail.
Ooh,
really?
With mint.
No.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know what? I was on the beach all day, I have to confess. I mean, it was just gorgeous.
I was peeking at her. I saw her on Facebook. Oh, yeah. We're speaking with Linky Murray.
Today was a perfect day.
We didn't get to spit out who she is. Linky Murray, who is very, very busy, and we'll get to some of her projects. I was surprised Stu's way the heck back there, but okay, no problem, Stu. Stu's just kind of an observer.
Yes.
How was your trip back here? I know you were here. You've been on the South Shore Live show
a couple
of times.
It's been amazing. Well, the last time I was here in rain boots, and this time I'm here with a sun hat, and I'm not taking this off because it's a rat's nest underneath.
It's all good. But I have to take a picture of you so folks believe that you're here.
Absolutely,
okay,
yes.
So keep talking. talk to us about what have you been up to since the last time we chatted with you. I believe you're doing something with a Rhode Island TV station that you're going to be having a regular segment or a show?
Yes. We are actually, we're working, other than the show I already have, The Living Linky Style, which, by the way, is now available on YouTube.
Look at her.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Nice.
Yeah. So everybody that's not in Massachusetts area, they can actually watch it now.
Out of control.
I know, I'm out of control. You can't stop it. And so now we're working on a new show. We just started shooting yesterday, actually, and it's called Living Right TV. And
now, who picked the name? Is this something that you're consulted with, or do you have?
No.
Was there a public someone who does public relations says, let's try this?
I think it just happened to fall together. The two main hosts are. Oh, he just took a picture. I have to smile.
Oh, you smiled. It was good. She did that. It was too. She smiled. Go ahead.
So the two main hosts are Ken Macaron and Audrey, and they basically came up with this great show concept where it's a lifestyle, you know, show. So it basically involves like food, fitness, family, you know, basically all lifestyle, interior design, fashion. And they asked me to be their food person, like, because they have these different experts.
Okay.
So we just started shooting that yesterday, and we're casting different families to be a part of it.
Ooh.
So and it's gonna be on Fox Providence. We have our airing date set, and so we're very excited.
So it's a local production.
It's a local production, absolutely. And Whole Foods was actually one of our sponsors. So we shot the whole segment yesterday, or part of the segment, in Whole Foods yesterday. So we're trying to keep it, you know, it's going back to school. We're trying to keep it organic and, you know, very
timely.
Nutritious for the kids.
Timely.
And everything. And timely.
Timely.
Exactly.
Because you mentioned going back to school. I can't believe it's August.
Oh, don't say that.
Listen, that's why I was on the beach today. Like, so I was like, what are you talking about? Like, drawing the last bit of summer out. It's still in the middle. No. Once, like, you snap your fingers, it's going to be gone.
That's
so.
Right.
It's true. You kind of feel a little bit of the nip in the air. A little bit.
Don't
no,
say that.
I didn't feel anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
Don't say that.
You'll get it. You'll feel it eventually when, you, when your bones get as...
I don't know what you're talking about.
As seasoned as mine.
No, whatever. So what I have mixed for you here is I have a watermelon mint cocktail. And it has some watermelon vodka. It has some triple sec. So I was bringing a little bit of that, you know, really nice citrus flavor out. Mm. And then some watermelon juice with some watermelon and mint. You can't go wrong.
No, I gotta ask. Have you ever watched the show Bar Rescue?
No.
Oh,
what is that?
This. Okay. No, the only reason
it's a
I
reality
asked,
show.
It, well, no,
oh,
it's a little.
Shows.
It's a little bit of a less of a. It is a reality
it's,
show.
It's
but,
a reality show.
One of the. It's just interesting that you bring this in because one of the hosts of that show is a mixologist. So one of the things that he does is stuff like this. And so this is, I've seen something like this that he's done on the show before. And this is, it's delicious.
Well, thank you. Have you tasted it?
I have not, but I'm
come on, Kevin, take a sip.
This past
you're on the hour,
Saturday,
you can't.
Me and my girlfriend, we're we went to San Diego's, and I had a
one in Plymouth.
Yes.
Okay.
And I had a watermelon.
Come on!
I can't think of it. Margarita.
I can't think of it.
Watermelon margarita. Well.
Ooh, yum.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, and I had a chance to, and I had a choice between having.
Oh, he's taking a sip. I just put that in there.
Oh, he's also taking a picture, like when you had a pause to take a smile earlier. Same thing. But I had a choice between having salt or sugar on it. And I didn't want to do the double sweet. Me, I get it. It's like a sweet and sour. I got to have like a sweet and salty. It's kind of, it's going to be a mix.
Sweet and savory, absolutely.
Yes, and that's exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And salt on watermelon is delicious. You know, the first time somebody told me,
this is pretty tasty too.
Oh, thank you. The first time somebody told me salted watermelon, I went, what? Like the southern drawl, what? But it's delicious. I mean, you can't get enough of it. And one of my favorite salads to make, and I would have made this if it wasn't for the time factor and the just getting off the beach. But one of my favorite salads to make is with tomatoes, lots of different kinds of tomatoes, watermelon, and basil.
Really?
And I'm just salting up and just going. Yeah.
Really?
Again, I gotta go back to the salad is my thing, and my girlfriend is no. I don't think anybody in the world can make a better salad than her. She makes probably. I mean, I go to a lot of restaurants and salad, man. Is there not an art to making a salad? There is.
No, there is. My mom made pretty good
one
last night.
You just cucumbers and a tomato and you're done. No, it's...
Yeah. I mean, it gets intense, like when you get into different vinaigrettes and things like that.
That's Christine James, our managing news director.
She's like, why are we drinking? I don't know what you're talking about. This is water. Watermelon juice. So what's your favorite salad?
I just a regular garden salad with maybe some chicken.
I love a good Caesar salad, and it seems like Caesar. Caesar. No, you know what though? Caesar seems
like really.
No, I'm not either. But listen, sometimes Caesar seems so easy to do. But Link, you probably know that it actually does take a lot to get a good Caesar salad.
It really does,
especially
in the vinaigrette, making that perfect with the anchovies and everything. Yeah, it does take a lot. Yep. So yeah, I mean he's got a point.
See, Kevin, don't look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I see some of the stuff that you come in here and eat before the show, so I kind of, that's why I kind of
give that's my filler.
So I give you the crooked eye. I'm like, just a bag of Doritos and some macaroni salad from Tedeschi. It's like,
it's good. It's good stuff. They make it fresh there.
Are you sure?
No.
Sure, it's not trucked
in. I gotta ask, in some of the, what is some of the more recent meals that you've done on, whether it be on TV or for yourself, either new recipes or some of the stuff that you've come up with on shows or whatnot?
Oh, that's a tough one because I'm constantly coming up with new things. My husband is a carnivore, if I have not mentioned that before. And I mean, literally, he was raised on a sheep farm in South Africa, so they were born like eating lamb for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so to me, the challenge is to come up with great meat recipes all the time.
Yeah.
But I think one of my favorites is, it's summertime. I love summertime. And you get to have great seafood.
But you don't like the fall?
Love the fall. I do love the fall. I will say that. I like all of the sea. Yeah, I'm a sun girl. Yeah. I love to be in the sun. But one of my favorite things, I developed a wonderful clam chowder. And Michelle from our season, Ragusa, she will argue with me on this. She's like, Linky, no, I make the best clam chowder. I was like, no. Step aside. I slap everything in there that's unhealthy. So lots of butter, lots of heavy cream. I actually add some white wine to it and some bacon. And I mean, I'm telling you, everything's better with bacon. Exactly. But it's just, I make a homemade bread bowl. So it just makes it so much better.
Wow.
So I think that is just like, really just making that the best recipe ever and just perfecting it. I think that's been my favorite summertime recipe.
Well, that sounds
really
good.
I think so. Of course, bacon wrapped scallops.
Oh.
Guilty. That's charged.
More bacon. Yeah, no. You and I have had a chance to talk a couple of times. Don't you have a new endorsement about with the big green egg? What is that?
No, it's I'm still working on that. I'm still working on that. No, we have a partnership. So, I'm doing a few events with them, and they're getting me out to do a couple of things for them. I actually have a NASCAR race that I'm going to do with them.
What? Did you see him perk up? Did you see that?
Wow, that was interesting.
From across the room. You said NASCAR.
I am a huge NASCAR fan.
That was
really? Oh, huge.
Oh, you don't want to hear about my first experience. I didn't even know who Jimmy Johnson was. I walked up, I got a pit pass, and I walked up and I said, "Hi, can I get my picture taken with you?" And there were two guys sitting, and the guy just like pointed to him, and I was like, "That's Jimmy Johnson." I was like, "Oh, my bad.
I just put the wheels on."
I'm sorry. But yeah, so I mean, we're working on some things. I'm not going to talk about all of it right now, but there's some great things developing with them. And I mean, what can I say? Who doesn't love to work with a Big Green Egg? I love the company. I love the grill. It's my favorite thing ever.
I see the picture. Every time I turn around, there's a new picture with you and the egg. And
I know. I love my egg. I mean, literally, I love this egg. Like, I would take it to bed with me if I could. Like, I just love it. My husband wouldn't like that.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a little bit crowded, I would think. What is it about it that you like so much? I mean, it sounds to me it's almost like your version of the George Foreman grill.
Well, you know, the thing about it is in South Africa, and I'm sure it's the same as in here, grilling has always been a men's thing.
Mm.
Well, I have always been the person that grew up with my husband doing the grilling, whatever. And then I was introduced to the Big Green Egg. And since then, I have been literally like, "Honey, step aside. Mama's got this." I mean,
how does he take that?
Oh, he loves it.
Okay, good.
Oh, he loves it. No smoke in his eyes, whatever. No, I will say there's been a couple of fights. But you know, the thing that I love about this grill is it's a ceramic grill.
Mm.
So it literally, like, it contains the heat very well. It keeps the heat very well. And you can smoke on it. You can bake on it. You can grill on it. So I've baked pizza. I've grilled Boston. Mm. Not Boston butts. I've smoked Boston butts. I've grilled ribeye steaks, lamb chops. I mean, it's everything that you want grilling wise, outdoor wise, in one grill.
Wow.
I mean, you can't want anything better. You know, people spend thousands of dollars like investing in a smoker and then a grill and then this. No, you just need one thing. You just need the Big Green Egg. That's all you need.
Now, does this sit on a tabletop or I don't know. I've never seen one of these before.
Well, they have different sizes.
Oh,
so
okay.
You get this little egg nest thing that you can with wheels.
Joe, you look at the pictures on Facebook.
I'll just have to do that.
Look at it. Well, I mean,
well, Google it.
Then you get the extra, extra large, like the jumbo version actually sets into a table.
Oh, wow.
So it's, it's just perfect. It's perfect. I mean, and then literally, we lit that sucker up one day at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I grilled or smoked a Boston butt. And 8 o'clock that night or 9 o'clock, we pulled it off, and it was still hot enough you could grill steaks on it.
Wow.
You can't beat that.
No.
And it's charcoal, so you get that really. I love
like
charcoal grilling. Yeah.
Like a mesquite? Do you do like with a mesquite, or do you?
Yeah,
do
you can.
Do
yeah, you can do it like.
Or?
You can. Mm. Yeah, you can add that to it and get that. So, gets all that flavor
are you,
in it.
How experimental are you? I mean, I know you're a celebrity chef. I know you're somebody who you know, who cooks a variety of things. But I mean, how often do you find yourself, you know, trying to find different mixes, you know, whether it's like, you know, like this drink that
like
we
this.
Had here or
all the time.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, literally, I think because I'm also a budget girl, so I always try to utilize, I hate throwing things away. So I try to utilize the things I have in the fridge. And sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, I've never paired these two items together, but they may go.
Like. Mm.
Yeah, so I love a challenge. I love to experiment with things that I'm not familiar with. So I think that's more often than not.
Riskiest experiment that you've ever done that's worked out wonderfully. can you share that with us?
Ooh.
Is there something that you can think of? And you can't include chocolate because that's easy.
The riskiest experiment. No, I can't share any of mine because I just can't think of it off the top of my head. But I will say the one my husband has done, he's going to kill me for saying this, he did banana stuffed chicken a while back.
That's...
Huh.
It was a disaster.
Oh, okay.
It was a disaster. It was awful.
But he tried.
Well,
but he tried.
That's better
than
when. That's when better than when Kevin gets in the kitchen.
Hey, I do pretty good. You don't want to go up against me. I do okay.
Okay.
I'll
give that to you.
I can do okay.
I'm a huge fan of Italian food, whether it's pasta.
What's your last name?
Rossi.
Just checking.
Naturally. So, and 90% of the time it ends up being some type of pasta dish or something. What are some of the Italian, do you have any type of set Italian meal that you have like gotten very good at that you cook often?
I'm not sure if this is Italian, but osso buco. That's not, is that
yeah.
Italian?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I have to say, it's one of my favorites. There's nothing better than sucking that bone marrow out of that piece of meat.
Right.
Sounds ridiculous, but it's just delicious. That and my friend has got me hooked on eggplant parm.
Really? My buddy loves eggplant parm, and I like it too. It's not my favorite Italian dish, but I do like eggplant.
Oh,
very
it's,
good.
It's delicious. When it's made correctly. And like I said, my friend Marisa, she lives upstairs from me, and she's a very good friend of mine. And she makes this really just killer eggplant parm to where I just want more. I just want more.
My mom makes an eggplant lasagna, which is actually delicious. Yeah. She doesn't use any noodles in it. It's all layered eggplant. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Yeah, that is delicious.
And it's healthy too.
But that's actually a perfect transition, seeing that we're kind of talking different ethnic foods. I believe you got something coming up on August 18th in Brockton at Temple Beth Muna, correct?
I do. I'm going to be doing a demo there and with my friend Stuart. And, you know, I'm very excited about it because it's new territory for me. And, I'm very excited. I'm going to show some different twists on traditional foods. So we're going to do some different briskets and maybe some chicken and some honey cakes. So I'm very excited about that. I think it's going to be a very fun event.
Okay.
And I've spent the whole afternoon with Stuart, and let me tell you something. What a blast.
He's a fun guy, and he's actually
the
in the room.
If the rest of his congregation is as him, it's going to be a blast.
And from what I understand, it's called Preparing for the High Holidays, Food and Food Gifts at Temple Beth Amunah, and that's going to be taking place Sunday, August 18th. It is at 6 p.m., $18 per person, and reservations are required. Is that correct? I should make you come to the table real quick here.
You should, because, I'm telling you, he's like a walking dictionary. And one of the fun things we're going to be doing is hostess presents. You know, sometimes when you go to one of these traditional holidays, you want to take something for the hostess. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to show how to do things like infused olive oils and vinegar. So it's going to be a blast. Look at Stuart.
He's all shy. I'm surprised. You know, it's funny. His daughter did. I thought she was going to be the shy one. It's Stu who's the shy one.
I'll stay in the background. Thanks, Kevin.
If folks want to find out about the event, Stu, could you give us the details?
Go to templebethemunah.org. That's TEMPLEBETHEMUNAH. Or call 508-583-5810. And it's going to be a great time. Linky's coming. We have a bunch of people that have already signed up. We still have some slots available. And it's a two-phase kind of thing. One, if you're cooking for the high holidays, you're used to the chicken and the brisket that you make, and you want to try something new and different, Linky's going to give us different things. And for those people, perhaps of a younger generation, who go to their family house, go to the aunt's house, or go to the grandmother's house for their high holiday dinner, for their holiday meal. Talking about some things, as Linky said, about bringing a gift that's not just a coffee cake from the supermarket
exactly.
or a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Give us some of the concepts that we could also, that you're hoping that you get to hear. I know whether it's matzo ball soup or brisket.
I'm looking forward to some of the things she was talking about, her briskets.
It's a secret. You just have to come up and show. But I will say, Stu and I brainstormed a little bit earlier. And one of my favorite things to do is to play around with different chutneys. So you may expect some kind of a chutney with a brisket, like braised in red wine all day. Oh, you can't beat that. Sounds good.
I'm very envious. Very cool. And let's not forget, we got a couple of minutes left here. I mean, you have a fantastic website. Let's give that a plug. Some of the things that you have going on.
Thank you.
What is it again?
It's livinglinky.com. It's very easy. Linky, LINKIE.
Yep.
Living Linky. And it's I have a blog there called Living Linky Style, and I'm always cooking up a storm on that. You never know what to expect. And then I'm on Facebook and Twitter, always posting pictures from the beach.
So the last picture that I just took on my iPad basically will be up on your we'll should be shared to your
to my wall.
Yes, to your wall. So
absolutely,
keep that. Folks want to see what she looks like here and her.
Oh,
her,
thank you.
And her sun hat, very cool. And do you dish about the new season on your website, or do you have any thoughts before we head out the door here?
I will just say that I have my favorite, and I will keep it a secret.
You won't. So, what, compared to the season that you were embarked in, or a part of,
yeah,
you had embarked on.
Absolutely.
And to how the season is shaking out.
I will say that some of the challenges that they've had is a little bit more, you know, is harder than some of the ones that we did. But I will say overall, I would have loved to be on this season.
Really?
Some of the challenges they've
you're like,
gotten.
Oh, I could do that.
It's like, I could do that. I rehearsed that beforehand. And I think the fact that they're allowed to be individuals on this season, I just think it's a great season, and they have some great competitors. So, yeah.
She's Linky Murray joining us. Be sure you check her out on August 18th, the Temple Beth Amuna. I want to thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin. Great job. Joe, as always, you're the rock.
That's right. That's what I make this show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Only because you've had one of those watermelon.
That did happen.
Yeah.
We want to thank Larry for doing a great job. And that's another Monday Night Talk in the books. Have yourself a great evening.
Good night.